All right, so welcome to the Billiard Sundial Sports Podcast, and I'm Bob Garcia. I write sports for the Sundial.
I'm Kevin. I also write sports for the Sundial.
I'm Carlos Hernandez. I am a PR student here at Northridge.
And I am Eric Silva, a communications major.
All right, guys, so we're going through the East first, East matchups for the NBA playoffs. So what do you guys think of the Miami Heat and Milwaukee Bucks matchup?
Can we all agree that it's already over?
It's already over, man.
Just put them in the second round already.
I'll give Milwaukee one game just because of that Monte Ellis, Brandon Jennings backcourt, and Defensive Player of the Year, Larry Sanders, and Most Improved Player, Larry
Defensive
Sanders.
Defensive Player of the Year. Wait a minute. What about Marc Gasol?
No, I give it to Larry Sanders, man. He's a beast. If he keeps his emotions in check and doesn't, you know, get technicals like he does, I think they'll get one game.
I can see them catching fire for one game. Just one game catching, like, just going off. Yeah. At home? I
mean, at home. It'll be a home game. It'll be a five-game series. But you want to play Miami in the first round. You don't want them to get momentum before you play them. And right now they've been resting their starters, so I think Milwaukee can get one game.
I think honestly, the most interesting thing to this matchup, like, we can all agree that Miami's most likely going to win, but if Brandon Jennings wants to be continued to seen as, like, an elite player, like, what is he going to do? Is he going to make them competitive, or is he just going to sweep them and that's it?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a coming-out party for Brandon Jennings. I mean, we all know, you know, LeBron and Wade, they don't need to prove anything, but there's, you know, Brandon Jennings needs to have a good series to get in that top 10 conversation.
When's his contract?
Well, I think his contract's over this.
Yeah,
after this.
He can be a free agent.
So although he has nothing to play for in terms of winning the series, because they won't, he does have
a lot of rap on the line.
He's going to walk.
Is he coming home?
Maybe. You never know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Got a lot of money available.
I don't know.
All right, so that series is over. Let's talk about the Knicks and the Celtics. I think this probably is the most intriguing matchup in the East to me.
Agreed.
Just because the Celtics don't have Rondo, but they also have improved in terms of defense. And Jeff Green has been on another planet lately. So I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, they're pretty good defensively at home, and just, I don't know, New York is just up and down. You know, they go through these stretches where they just can't make a shot, and all of a sudden just...
They live by three, die by three.
That's a scary thing about them is, like, people are calling them, like, you know, the only, like, competition for the Heat, the only team that has a chance to take them down. Like, when they're hot, say those threes are falling, they can be really, really dangerous. But I don't know, I would say Knicks over the Celtics, but you can't doubt the veteranness of Celtics, you know?
Yes.
You just can't doubt it.
With that team coached by Doc Rivers.
Yeah, awesome coach.
It's gonna be J.R. Smith and Carmelo versus Jeff Green and Paul Pierce. I mean, those are gonna be the two key matches, because I think Tyson Chandler would cancel out KG.
If only KG comes back healthy, then I'll take him in six.
If the Knicks do end up winning this series, what happens to Boston after this? Do they blow up the team?
They blow them up.
What's the point of having...
Well, there's too many old guys in their team. They just need to get young.
KG retiring, or is he coming out west?
No, he's 2 years left on his contract.
Hey, I've heard about him in a Clipper uniform. That's all I'm saying.
Celtics are like the Spurs of the East to me. They're always old. No one really counts them in, and they somehow... I mean, they took the Heat to 7 games last year.
Yeah.
But that was with Rondo, but still. You know, they got Avery Bradley and Jeff Green kind of taking over that role, so...
Anything we say in this podcast, is it like set in stone? Because I don't know. You guys are talking to me now. I might take the Celtics.
Yeah, you never know.
You know?
I mean, I'm going to take the Knicks in six only because... Carmelo Anthony is balling.
Take the Knicks in six.
Yeah. Can Avery Bradley shut him down?
Oh, he's does.
No, it's
no,
just
no.
Carmelo is one of those players that you can't. There's no matchup for him.
So where are we going, Kev?
No stopper.
Where are we going? What are you doing?
I say Knicks in six. I mean, he's been Carmelo's averaging 36.9 since April 1st. So I don't think he's going to guard him.
Bob,
I'd agree too, because the Knicks are just, I don't know, man. Just something about them that are just. If they catch fire, they're just a hard team to beat. I mean, they got a lot of three-point shooters, and, I mean, at home playing in Madison Square Garden, I mean, it's just going to help them out. Just going to, I don't know, I can't go against them. I mean, Celtics are just too old, and, I mean, you got a hobbled Garnett, you got an old Pierce. I mean, I know they're the Celtics, but
well, that pressure gets with them, dude. They haven't won a playoff game. I mean, a playoff series since when? What was that? Since 2001? 2000?
It's been a while,
but things can change.
You know what? Same theory though goes back to like we were talking about Brandon Jennings. If Carmelo wants to be continued seen as the elite player, he's got to get.